Chapter 13. Ruiyan Park's funeral was held at Acker Memorial Chapel in Van Buren at 3 p.m. on Friday, May 22nd. There was a big crowd, including Sam Hugh and Linda, who both sobbed during the service. The Van Buren Press Argus and the Southwest Times Record printed obituaries with Rui's long list of accomplishments. She was a member of a pioneer Arkansas family. She was a retired schoolteacher and a noted historian. She was a former co-owner of the Press Argus. She was the founder of the Van Buren Garden Club and the Crawford County Historical Association. She was a member of the Van Buren Historic District Commission and the Women's Literary Guild. She was a member of the General Society of Mayflower Descendants of America, Daughters of the American Revolution, and the Pilgrim John Howland Society. Memorials were established with the Women's Literary Club in Van Buren, and as her daughter requested, there was a memorial fund for the Cabot Library Building Fund. She was buried at Grace Lawn Cemetery in Van Buren next to her daughter, who was born in 1932 but only lived a day and didn't have a name. After the funeral, two classmates of Linda and Sam Hugh, Nancy Baker and Joyce Ann Patton, met at the Cottage Cafe for coffee and pie. Nancy, a junior high teacher known throughout the school system as a teacher who demanded and received complete attention from her students, lived in Fort Smith and was the wife of the mayor. She still kept up with her fellow high school cheerleader and friend, Joyce Ann. Joyce Ann worked in Fort Smith for Arkansas Best Corporation, but she still lived in Van Buren. She excelled at her job, and she actually earned a larger paycheck than her husband. An only child, she doted on her parents and had built a home for them on rural property her family owned. Nancy stirred sugar into her coffee and then tasted the first bite of her coconut pie. "Did you notice how thin Linda is?" "Yeah, but she's always been thin." Joyce Ann felt a little guilty eating her chocolate pie in the middle of the day. Their booth sat against a plate glass window and offered a close-up view of the shoppers on Main Street. Business along Main Street had recently improved. Tax incentives for investing in the restoration of historical districts had enticed antique dealers, interior decorators, artists, and restaurateurs to settle on Main Street. The old train station had been converted to a welcome center and offered excursion train rides. During the spring and fall, when the Ozark and Boston Mountains were at their peak of beauty, passengers could ride to and from Fayetteville, the home of the University of Arkansas. Joyce Ann brushed through her short brown hair with her fingertips and took the first bite of her pie. "Did you see how Sam Hugh kept his arm around Linda all through the service? And how detached her husband acted?" Nancy said. "Big shot Howard." Joyce Ann remembered their high school 10-year reunion when she and her husband had tried their best to keep a conversation going with Linda and Howard. "Poor Linda, I think she might have jumped from the frying pan into the fire." Nancy laughed, remembering that Joyce Ann had always been full of old sayings she'd learned from her father, a man who could charm anyone into buying insurance. "You know, I remember when Linda was adopted. My mother said Sam Hugh had actually picked her out like a Christmas present." Joyce Ann looked up and saw several people she'd seen at the funeral and nodded a hello. "I remember her playing on the monkey bars in her own little world. The bell rang and all the rest of us ran inside, but not Linda. Mrs. Gray had to go outside and tell her that recess was over. She had to do that a lot of times. I remember when Ruiyan taught 8th grade history and I took up the absentee lists. She had a ton of pictures around her desk, and they were all of Sam Hugh, none of Linda." "Oh yeah, she doted on him. He could do no wrong. She's the reason he was, you know. When the Parks lived two doors down from us before they built that mansion on the hill, Linda and I walked home from school together. She told me she wished she could live with my family. And one time when we were in 6th grade, she started her period at school. Poor little Linda, she didn't know what had happened, so the teacher asked me to walk home with her so she could change her clothes. When we got there, Ruiyan shouted at Linda and told her she was going to have to learn to take care of herself, that she shouldn't leave the school grounds under any condition, even if her silly teacher told her to." "Oh, how awful." "Yeah, I thought so too. If my mom had treated me that way, well, I don't know what I would have done." Joyce Ann leaned closer to Nancy and whispered, I really hate to say this, but Ruiyan deserved what happened to her. Nancy shook her head. Nobody deserves to die like she did. I heard her head was bashed in with a fireplace poker. You do know Wayne Hicks is telling everybody Sam Hugh killed his mom. Wayne Hicks should keep his mouth shut. Just because Sam Hugh is a homosexual doesn't automatically make him a murderer. He loved his mother, and God knows she loved him. Remember when he got to be a page in Washington, Joyce Ann said, and she moved up there with him? Remember when he was a master of ceremonies at that dance show on television? Oh, he was smart, Joyce Ann said, counting on her fingers. National merit scholar, U.S. prosecuting attorney. He could have done anything he wanted to, but his mother ruined him. I know they say that homosexuals are born that way, but she sure helped him along. I think that's why he drank so much. But who killed her? Nancy asked. Maybe it was Sam Hugh, but I don't think so. Could have been one of his friends, Joyce Ann said. I heard he got most of them out of jails. I bet she left Sam Hugh everything and Linda nothing. The two women finished their pie and promised to see each other more often. They had no idea they would soon be attending another park funeral.